For an at-large seat on the city council, Cassell's announcement is expected momentarily at the district building. Texas banker Joe Al Britton has signed a contract in his deal to take control of the Washington Star Communications Company, including the Star News newspaper and several broadcast stations. The Justice Department has agreed to investigate the five-day takeover of the federal court cell block by two convicts. Judge George Hart requested the investigation, saying its obvious negligence was involved. The Arlington County Board voted early today to cut the county's real estate tax rate by 5 cents. However, rising assessments are expected to more than make up the difference when the tax bills go out. Maryland State Police are still hunting three Patuxent Institution prisoners. The three were among seven who broke out yesterday. The other four have been recaptured. An explosion believed caused by a bomb has left a huge cloud of smoke rising above the Tower of London. Authorities say as many as 12 people were injured. The House Judiciary Committee is preparing to hear its last testimony before drawing up proposed articles of impeachment. Sunny, warm, and dry today, high in the mid-80s. Fair tonight, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, continued warm, high in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 81 degrees. For WKYS, this is Bob Keane.
Stereo 93.4.
We have the prepared testimony of Dr. Shields available for you. Do we have many more, Kelly?
Yes. Will they discuss wiretapping and other equipment?
No. Okay. Secondly, Secretary of Defense has today directed the secretaries of the military departments to suspend urinalysis testing. Temporarily pending the Army's appeal on U.S. versus Ruiz. How's that pronounced? R-U-I-Z. Ruiz. Ruiz? I'll let our experts from the Southwest pronounce that for you. And we have some words on that in your package. General Abrams is home and is doing some work at his residence. Just to keep you up to date on that, part of the beach day now is devoted to Army work. In response to a major landslide in Colombia, and at the request of the Department of State and AID, the Air Force is flying supplies to Colombia. We got some detail on that in your book. And finally, the results of recruiting for the month of June, as you're aware, indicate that all services exceeded or met their objectives. We've got a very long, detailed statistical run out for you in the book, and if you have further questions, you can check them either with DEI or with Bill Brehm. The fact that they have done this and met their requirement or exceeded it in June, you're already aware of. This just provides the backup. Now, what would you like to say?
Bill, on the Mediterranean situation.
All right, I'll try. There has been no basic change in the size or dispositions of the U.S. 6th Fleet and the Soviet Mediterranean Fleet. From what you were briefed day before yesterday here.
How about the movements of Soviet ships? Have they come near Cyprus, those that were heading eastward? Are they stationed in that area, posted in that area?
The movement continues, as indicated the other day. We don't want to try to identify specific ship locations, the easterly movement that was mentioned the other day still continues.
Well, it's even Columbus discovered you can sail just so long you're going to bump into land.
Very perceptive observation. I thank you for that. But the fact is that the movement continues. As you know, naval vessels, unless they come into port or heave the anchors out, however they do it nowadays. I'm sure in Columbus's day that's how they did it. The easterly movement on the part of some of those vessels continues.
And to the best of my knowledge, they have not bumped into land.
Now, the reason I ask that is one of your colleagues told me yesterday that they were sort of milling around now in the eastern Mediterranean.
They're, as you know, a substantial part of the Soviet Mediterranean fleet normally operates in the eastern Mediterranean. A portion of that fleet frequently operates in the western Mediterranean. Some of the forces in the latter category have been moving for the last couple, 3 days from the western Mediterranean into the eastern Mediterranean. That movement continues. It is not substantial, and frankly, it is not terribly significant as we view it.
Well, are they in Cypriot waters? Is it flotilla of cruisers and destroyers in Cypriot waters?
To the best of my knowledge, there are no Soviet vessels in the territorial waters of Cyprus.
This piece in the Times this morning was
inaccurate. What territorial waters you're using,
which
definition?
Well, 12 miles. I'm not sure what Cyprus claims, but let's say 12 miles.
Well, could you give some just general feeling as to how far away the American ships are?
American ships remain essentially at the general locations that I indicated the other day, and that is that American vessels are no closer than 24 hours steaming time from Cyprus. That remains the same.
Bill, could you be a bit more definite on the location of the Forrestal and its escorts? The last thing you mentioned was that they had finished an exercise in Suda Bay area. Are they essentially in that area now? Have they moved?
They are generally still in the same area south of Crete.
What about the Russian ships? Are they, can you give some general location as to where they are?
They're at various locations, but none, in answer to the specific question, within the territorial waters.
What about the
Turkish
fleets?
Well, are there some closer than the American ships?
Yes.
How many?
I'm not going to try to break out specific numbers or locations.
Well, some that have moved from the west and are closer to the American ships.
No, those that have moved to the west and are still moving are not as close as the Forrestal and the other vessels, the other half dozen vessels that we mentioned the other day. In other words, they're not at the position south of Crete that we were talking about as a general location.
Is they outclose the closest Soviet vessels?
No, I don't think so.
Well, can you just are they like south of Cyprus or west of Cyprus, or what would be a general? We're all around Cyprus.
Are
blockading Cyprus?
I think I'd rather not go beyond saying that there are a number of Soviet vessels operating in the eastern Mediterranean.
What about the Greek and Turkish fleets, though? Are there any movements of either of those fleets towards Cyprus?
No. I think that's, when you say towards Cyprus, anything that would be in a direction towards Cyprus, that's not, you don't mean it literally, but any of them on a course that would soon bring them to Cyprus, the answer is no, best of my knowledge.
Is there any sign of loading of ships off the Turkish, on the Turkish coast with troops that might head towards Cyprus?
I don't believe so, but I don't want to really get into a detailed discussion of, in a tense situation. Of what specifically is going on in terms of military activity in either Greece or Turkey.
Well, Bill, could you give us just in general what is the general Pentagon assessment about the prospects for some kind of military action? I mean, does the Pentagon view the situation there as one that is there's really concern over that some kind of military action is going to take place over there beyond what's already happened in Cyprus?
Well, as you know, the Department of State team headed by Joseph Sisko, and I prefer State to discuss their activity, is over in London holding discussions. I think essentially the situation is in the diplomatic sphere, and there's a good deal of hope that diplomatic efforts will succeed in avoiding any kind of military confrontation. But for anything more specific than that, I would direct you to the Department of State.
Bill, has there been any movement of Soviet ships in the Black Sea down into the Med?
No significant movement or transfer of ships from the Black Sea into the Med. No significant movement. Bear in mind that as ships do transit, it'll be a matter of public record. Essentially, I think one minor vessel did transit, but not a major surface combatant.
I gather the Soviet fleet was part of the low point. It is at a low point right now in terms of combatants.
I'm not sure, John, historically where it stands. It does gravitate, it does ship all the time, as you're aware. It's certainly well below what has been the record high, or below the record high, but I'm not sure that it, a low point when, because...
I gather it's really below normal now.
I'm not sure the answer to that question. We'll see if we can give you a general answer to that.
The other day, I guess Tuesday, you gave us a listing of ships, 6 feet, that were at home port.
Yes.
Home port.
In port.
Port. I've got a precise number, but my question really is, have any of those moved out of port?
We'll get you a specific answer to that, but my general answer to begin with, that there's been no basic change in the size or disposition of the fleet, would indicate that no. Now, whether one or two ships have moved out, I'm not sure. We'll try to find. We'll find out for you.
I'm really trying to establish whether you are moving more on to.
I understand.
Alert.
I understand your question. The level of alert remains normal, as it did the other day. It has not changed, and I'm not aware of any ship suddenly rushing out of port. If that's your question.
We asked the other day. Well, I don't think it was ever answered, though. Whether the U.S. ships that are home ported in Greece, in effect, have to request permission to go back into port once they leave, and could that be in some way affect our naval deployments today? In other words, are those ships in port now, and are they not leaving because there would be a problem getting back?
I'm pretty sure the answer is no. I thought we'd gotten an answer for you the other day. I thought we had posted an answer the other day. Had we not, General Catrona?
Yes.
It was posted the day before yesterday, I believe.
Bill, we got a rough breakdown of what the Russians have in that area for the training.
What do you mean?
The number of destroyers, number of cruisers, because there's a reference to four cruisers. I thought that was a rather large number.
I don't believe we usually do break down the fleets by characteristics. At approximately 50 vessels. Still remains the same,
very low.
I believe roughly half of them are surface or subsurface combatants. A little less than half.
Is there another one? Can you be a little more precise, Bill?
That's as precise as I care to be. Roughly half of the ships are combatants, either surface or subsurface.
You know, Bill, I guess I can stretch my acceptance to not pressing for the number of submarines, but I really can't see why we hold to the policy of not being specific about the makeup of the surface Russian fleet, because everybody knows there's reconnaissance. There's nothing very secret and mysterious about that.
Let me look into it and see if we can break out a list by type, if not by the designation or the name of the actual ship. Let me see if we can do that. One thing I would like to correct from the other day, based on some a reappraisal of the number of American nationals, those who might, under unforeseen circumstances, have to be evacuated. We're advised by Department of State that there are many fewer tourists in Cyprus than had been listed in the original number, so that the total number, including tourists, would be more on the order of 3,200 rather than 6,600, as we had indicated the other day. That original estimate had included well over 5,000 tourists, and appears that was much too large. The Department of State can give you a breakout, I believe. They'll be keeping track of these numbers
And they would be a better source of information on this. That's where we get our...
You don't have a breakdown on who they flew.
Department of State. I'm sure can give you a breakdown.
The 3,200 is the tourists or the total, including embassy?
Total, including embassy and military, Marine guards at the embassy, and everybody else who, under a situation that is not foreseen at this moment, could potentially have to be evacuated.
Is there another one today? Has there been one today?
I'd really have to refer that to the White House.
We had any communication, Bill, with the Russians, through our Navy people?
I would direct that question to Department of State as well. When you're talking about foreign governments, I understand what you said. And my answer is that whenever we're talking about communications with foreign governments, if any, that the state should have the question and should address it, not defense.
Is the Secretary of Defense, has he talked to the President about any of this? Or has the chair talked to him?
I'm afraid I'll have to refer that question to the White House. We don't normally discuss conversations between top officials of defense and the president.
Well, is Mr. Schlesinger or Mr. Clements now directing the movement of our ships in the Mediterranean? The other day you said that movements have been directed by the JCS.
Well, we didn't talk about movements generically. We talked about a specific decision not to send seven ships that had been scheduled to go into port. And the question was, at whose direction? And the answer was, at the direction of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Secretary and Deputy Secretary are obviously keeping close track of the situation in the Mediterranean and are discussing it in detail several times every day with the responsible military subordinates.
Has there been any movements of air units to assist the Sixth Fleet in the event there's a naval confrontation in the Mediterranean?
Normally we wouldn't take a question on operations, but the answer is no.
Bill, going to another but closely related area. In the Indian Ocean, I understand there have been some U.S. ship movements either going in or going out of the force we have out there, particularly the Middle East force. Do you know of any change?
Let me see what we have on that.
Two destroyers.
In the Indian Ocean. No, I don't believe there's been a change since last we discussed it. I can go through the list of ships again, but the basic answer to your question is no. I don't believe there's been any change since any change of any significance since last we discussed it, day before yesterday.
Last week you reported the Leningrad had rounded Cape of Good Hope. Where is the Leningrad now?
Moving in a general northerly direction, along the roughly along the eastern coast of Africa.
That's the way it had to move, just
about. Bill, did the America leave port to Spain, and wasn't she scheduled to rotate back to stateside? And has she been ordered to stay a few extra days, depending on what happened in Spain?
The America remains at port in Rota. She had been scheduled to depart the Mediterranean as part of a regular rotation, but she is now remaining at Rota. We don't have a departure date for you.
What about her replacement? Would that mean we're going to have three carriers in the Med?
The replacement is the Independence, and it was scheduled to leave tomorrow, I believe, from Norfolk. And that is still the schedule.
Why is it staying at Rota?
Normally, we like to maintain two carriers in the Sixth Fleet. If the America left Rota, there would be only one carrier in the Sixth Fleet until the Independence got over there.
Oh, I got the impression from the earlier area that it was supposed to leave port, at least, and begin getting out of the Med. That, you're saying it, that has been deferred for a while?
That has been deferred for the time being. It is now remaining at Rota for the time being.
So what you really...
No, Rota, as you know, is just beyond the Mediterranean, just on at the mouth of the Mediterranean.
Well, what is the reason for it staying in port? Is it they undergoing repairs or something, or are they...
It was just regarded as prudent during this period to maintain the normal complement of carriers with the Sixth Fleet.
Does that mean it will leave when the American, or when the Independence reaches it?
That remains to be seen.
Which is obviously not good for the Cyprus situation.
No comment.
Could you speak about the movements of the British ships up close to there?
There has been a press report on the Hermes. And it's really not our business to be commenting on such reports, but the press report appeared to be essentially accurate.
Yes, the British.
The Hermes. Right. Yes, and an escort.
Are they closer to the island in sense?
No.
No, I
thought.
So no U.S. ships are between Turkey and Cyprus.
That's correct.
How about no Russian ships between Turkey and Cyprus?
I don't believe so.
No, have there been any communications between the Sixth Fleet Commander and the Soviet Mediterranean Task Force Commander as to their maneuvers in the as to where they're going, what they're doing as part of the understanding that we have a consultation between the two countries on
that, that sort. Well, that's a reformulation of the question that was asked earlier.
Yeah, but this involves military forces.
So did the other. Again, the proper place for that is the Department of State. But you're not following a rather fruitful avenue in your line of questioning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, wasting my time. Anything else?
Yeah. Where did you say that the British ships were?
I thought Bill didn't.
For the State Department. You were asked.
That's a fair inference.
I was asked whether they were closer to Cyprus than any Russian vessel, and the answer was no.
Has there been any change in Soviet air activities in the Eastern Med?
Air activities?
Air activities.
Not that I'm aware of.
Could I get to another subject if we whip the hell out of this one, which I think we have? I would like to commit a tactical error and tell you what I'm looking for. I would like to determine if you all have detected a surge or an unusual activity in Russian ICBM tests since the SALT talks is what I'd be interested in, or since the first of the year. Is there any way that you can give us an accounting? At the end of last year, we got an accounting, and Mac Lucas or somebody made a speech telling about the Russian launches, ICBM launches in the calendar year. Can we get an accounting of ICBM launches or SLBM launches or something like that? In order to determine their tempo, which you all keep blatting about being pretty heavy over here. I'd like to see some backup on that.
Well, we'll see if we can get you a general update on that. The tests continue at a fairly steady pace. I've seen no diminution, nor acceleration. It's a very, very steady development.
What, it was running about 10 a month at one time? Is
I don't recall the specific numbers. We'll see if we can get you an update, though.
And are most of them, I would assume, MIRV tests?
For the ICBMs, that's correct.
And it would also include SLBMs.
Hey, thank you very much.
The update, you mean?
Well, I mean what you're talking about now.
Better ask that question so I know what you're asking. You're asking MIRV tests for the SLBM? The answer is no. Is that, if that's what you're asking?
Yeah.
Bill, to be more specific and to update a chart which Mr. Sudger very generously offered Congress a couple months ago, which showed the number of tests for each missile by virtually by date. Could we do it that way? If he could give us the extension of that chart with the dots showing the tests on a calendar basis per month.
Let's address the question, see what we can provide. That's going to take a little more than 20 minutes, as you understand, but we'll see what we can provide.
Bill, are these overland tests of MIRV, are they flight testing MIRV from the overland range up to the peninsula? We know they'll have specific tests underway, so...
We're talking about things impacting into Kamchatka, and as you know, Kamchatka is along a large body of water, and you can see things from international waters in the case of the Kamchatka impact area.
Do we have any indications they are out to optimize their MIRV warhead that the Secretary was talking about regarding the threshold test band?
There is no question that the since most of the tests of warheads have been MIRV tests, they're obviously interested in improving that technology, perfecting that technology.
Such as accuracy?
Obviously, they're interested in improved accuracy, among other things, yes.
The press conference of the Secretary Schlesinger indicated they were appeared ready to deploy one of the ICBMs. I forget whether it was the 18 or the 19. Any signs that they are deploying?
There has been no deployment as of yet. I believe the Secretary has indicated in testimony that the first deployment could begin later this year or early next year. We're talking about operational deployment now.
Are there any ships between Turkey and Greece, other than Turkish ships, or any ships between Greece and Cyprus, other than Greek ships?
I don't want to try to put pins in a map here. The Turkish Navy has been involved in an exercise, a naval exercise, an annual exercise called Sea Wolf, two words, for some days. And there are a number of vessels in that particular exercise, and they're moving around all the time, and I just hesitate to try to answer that question with any... with any assurance.
Are we involved in it? Is this a NATO exercise?
No, it's Turkey, Turkish forces alone. But it is an annual exercise. I think it's mostly an at sea exercise. I'm not really terribly familiar with it.
What kind of exercise?
At sea. As opposed to amphibious landings. That's what that was your question, wasn't it?
Right. What is the alert status of the Greek military forces?
I don't know.
When you mentioned normal alert conditions for the Sixth Fleet, could you specify, since we've been instructed so thoroughly in DEFCON?
DEFCON 5.
DEFCON 5.
How does the Pentagon...
DEFCON 5, which is
a normal operating defense condition for the Sixth Fleet. So low as DEFCON is DEFCON 6, the highest is DEFCON 1. It's at DEFCON 5, and this represents no change from the last time we talked about it.
Well, how would the Pentagon characterize the massing of troops on the Turkish shoreline? Military standpoint.
How would the Pentagon what?
Characterize this massing of troops by the Turkish government.
DEFCON 5.
Is this alarming, or is it... No concern that they have no ability to get the troops to Cyprus?
The Pentagon does not choose to characterize at all any military activity either in Turkey or Greece. After all, you have a sensitive situation going on. It's now in the diplomatic arena. There's no point in making comments that could in any way exacerbate that, that situation?
Bill, has the Navy signed the agreement with Grumman for $100 million advance payments? And if so, was that fact announced by the Defense Department?
As I understand it, and I was just getting some information on that, as it delayed me coming in this morning, as a matter of fact. There were some agreements signed between Grumman and the Navy, contingent upon congressional approval. The nature of those agreements was discussed in great detail in congressional hearings.
I realize that. Well, when were they signed?
On June 28th is what I'm informed by the Navy.
Was it announced at the time?
I'm not aware of whether it was or was not. It was the details of the agreements were as described at great length in congressional testimony prior to that time.
Yeah.
And the agreements are contingent upon congressional approval.
I'm really more interested in the relationship between the Defense Department and the press on this question than I am on the signing, the actual details of the agreement.
I divine that, John, somehow, from the way you phrased your question.
It really, if I can make an editorial observation, it really seems to me that that is a significant event involving $100 million, and that there is some duty and responsibility of the Defense Department to publicly record the fact that such an agreement has been signed. And it would be a marvelous thing to announce at the briefing, for example.
Well, I appreciate your counsel, John.
That testimony, by the way, Bill, was not until after the documents were signed.
Yes, Bill was
not told about it at the time of signing.
Was Abair, for instance, Representative Abair, informed of this at his in hearings recently? I don't think he was.
Let me just say that the information that I have is very sketchy. I've been trying since early this morning to get further information on it. I don't yet have it all in hand, and I'll just have to take some questions and try to get you answers to them, because I don't have all the answers.
They didn't tell you either, or they didn't tell anybody. Is that right? Did you learn about it this morning?
Personally, I learned about it this morning.
That's the entire history of the F-14 program, as another observation, has been that way, where Jerry in the past has come down here and not been able to answer questions about it.
I appreciate the spirit in which those comments are made. I really do. And we're trying to improve procedures. We're just as interested in doing that as you are, and are doing it.
You held a briefing on Tuesday of this week and Thursday. I presume you won't have one tomorrow. Does the two briefings a week represent the current plans or intentions of your office?
Well, there was a point, John, as you're aware, and this has been discussed from this dais, in which there were very few questions to be had, and there were a number of reporters that suggested that the daily briefings didn't make a lot of sense. And at that time, we kind of generally went on a Tuesday-Thursday schedule with the notion that we could increase or decrease depending on the circumstances. Are you saying that you want a briefing tomorrow? Is that...
I'm not trying to get...
There are a number of reporters who indicated that was not a very good idea, in their opinion.
Well, as long as we're going to discuss this, I, for one, would recommend that the briefing be scheduled every day. If the reporters don't show up, that's their problem. But that we... that a briefing be held every day, and that we should have a place where somebody can be held accountable on the public record or choose not to be held accountable on the public record every day. And that,
as you're quite aware, Mike, however, Jerry Friedheim and myself and General James remain available and answer questions from you and most everyone else in this room on a daily basis, and sometimes several times a day.
Yeah, but sometimes
that's not quite true.
Not the same as a public forum, a reporter's present. I would not like to see any formal policy where the briefings are not held there.
I recall there was a time just last week when Jerry appeared and there wasn't a single substantive question.
That's the press's problem.
Well, it's a problem That's part of the problem. It's the press's problem. It's also ours. And we had received a number of entreaties from reporters suggesting that the daily briefing wasn't desired.
I, for one, would object to that, and that's all I'm saying.
Well, I would, too, so, and I was not consulted on this. I'm not claiming I should have been.
I think a week like this, when you have that cycle of things, you should have a briefing on that.
Why don't we have some kind of an informal arrangement, if it's possible, maybe it isn't possible, whereby someone checks the press room at 10:45, or 10:50, and finds out how many people are there, and if it's more than one or two, then schedule a briefing.
No, I just think somebody...
4 hours, it takes something up to say.
Somebody ought to show up here at 11 o'clock every day. If there's no reporters or there's no questions, it's just a no-news day maybe, but I think...
Okay, let's us in-house consider this, and to the extent that anyone wants to make any further inputs, please feel free to do so. Anything else today?
Meanwhile, how is it left?
Secretary Friedan and myself, General James is now... training on transitioning to C-141s for his next assignment, but we will discuss it and decide what to do.
Yeah, I've got one question. Yes, tie on this, actually, one more time. You said there's no change in the Greek fleet or something to that effect. There was a report from an apparently unreliable Turkish source that the Greek cadre on Cyprus were being reinforced in some manner by Greek mainland troops. Anything to that?
I really don't have any information on that.
Well, on the subject,
it's the first I've heard of.
The F-14 business, you will get the specifics and you will post them at that.
The Navy, they're going to tell you.
We will try to answer any questions you have voiced today or that you will voice subsequent to this session.
Yes, I just would like to make a point. Really, this kind of thing should be announced without us taking the initiative and raising the bill. $100 million is a lot.
I agree. Yeah. Yes.
You said you didn't want to qualify the build-up, the so-called build-ups in Turkey, Greece. Could you, I'm not sure, are you saying, or I'll put it this way, does the Pentagon assessment agree with what is coming out of Ankara, that there is indeed a build-up, a movement of forces into southern Turkey, a build-up of various craft?
Let me reiterate the sense of what I said before, and that is we can see no useful purpose be served in our trying to characterize military activity either in Turkey or in Greece.
Well, that was put in the sense of you considered alarming or disturbing. In just strictly quantitative terms, does your intelligence reflect what's coming out of Ankara, that there's indeed such a buildup going on?
Don't really care to comment on that for the reasons that I've given. That the effort is now diplomatic, there is a hope to avoid a military confrontation, and any detailed comment by us on the nature of the military activity in that part of the world and those two countries could hamper those diplomatic efforts.
I'd like to ask a question. Sorry, I was late. Is there any evidence of the Soviet Mediterranean group being augmented at this time by other vessels?
No. The question was asked in another form, has there been any significant or has there been any transit from the Black Sea into the Mediterranean? And I said no significant transit over the last few days, and then modify that to say there was one relatively minor naval vessel that has come through, period. So there has been no augmentation. There still remains about 50 vessels, both combat and non-combat. Combat and auxiliary or support.
Figure, how many?
About 50, roughly.
What is that?